5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm not sure if you've noticed, but Europe in recent months has been plagued by eco-protests. It's been pretty horrific, really. I've seen Just Stop Oil, or as I like to call them, the Tarquinistas, because they tend to be quite posh and target really posh places, and also Extinction Rebellion. So my coverage of them usually involves them vandalizing shops or spraying paint on things or pouring milk out in public and just doing generally annoying, petty crimes. However, today we're going to be talking about when they get their comeuppance. So first of all, talking of mind viruses, a book by Gad Saad, The Parasitic Mind, which Carl talked to him about. I was very pleased that we had him in for an interview, so check that out on the website. This is going to be free to watch for a week from today until next Saturday, so make sure to check it out. So, first and foremost, in the UK at least, the police have urged the public not to directly intervene to move Just Stop Oil protesters because, of course, they've been blocking roads and things like that.
And just stop being, enforcing the law.
It is silly, isn't it? You'd think that, you know, that should be the job of the police. If people walk into the road and stop people driving through, maybe the police should be the ones that move them along, maybe even arrest them. I mean, that would be good, wouldn't it? But no, they're just like, we're not going to do this. We're just going to let them wreak havoc and annoy people and force them into situations whereby it could potentially be more dangerous for either side, really, because someone could not see them and run them over. I mean, I don't think anyone wants that, do they? But obviously, this gap in the policing means that people are going to have to intervene and get in trouble. And speaking of getting in trouble, obviously, I cannot support this sort of thing because, of course, it is the law and YouTube guidelines to say that the public intervening in these things is bad. So, yes, that is why I'm taking that line. But first, let's just enjoy this. So this is Just Stop Oil spraying the MI5 building, of all things. It's amazing to me that they can do this. Just like, yes, the Secret Service building, we're going to spray it orange. And we're just going to get away with it until a member of the public intervenes. So let's just enjoy it, shall we? Just spraying it directly into a face. Got a fair amount on him as well. The funny thing is, after all of that, they just go into a political conversation, which is the weirdest part of it.
I have to do it, you don't. You do take it. What's going on with that hair?
The weird mohawk. Looks like a skunk, though. You started going on about the UN after just having a spray, like a paint fight. Just talking about UN figures and reports.
Shut up, you slag.
But it's just a strange interaction where this guy just walks up, covers her and himself in paint, and then they just and she just goes, the UN has released a report.
I love his response, shut up.
It's a proper player character versus an NPC right there. So this next one is in London, of course, and I don't know who this guy is, but he is, the law obligates me to say, sorry, that he is a very bad man and shouldn't have done this.
He's a very, very naughty boy.
So let's have a look at this, shall we? They're so annoying. They just, it's like whack-a-mole. Removes one, they just get up and slowly walk back as he gets the other.
There's too many of us, mate. There's too many.
I have been surprised that the public haven't just engaged in a food fight with these people. Like,
I know.
The Middle Ages.
It's that they're kind of opening themselves up a little bit to be targeted for silliness.
Mm. We're going to sit here and do nothing, aren't you?
Also, one thing that always strikes me is, do they really think that they're going to win hearts and minds doing this?
No.
Just annoying everyone, inconveniencing them?
Well, we went into the guy behind this and his group of followers, because remember, all these groups are the same group. Mm-hmm. It's all just fronts to try and make it seem like it's bigger than it is. And they openly say the reason we're doing this is not because of some hoity-toity philosophical ideas. It's we want to cause as much disruption as possible to get attention. And we know it pisses people off. That's what gets the attention.
Like, so they've basically embodied the philosophy of a toddler.
I'm
going to throw my toys out of the pram to get mummy and daddy's attention because they don't care about me.
Yes.
It says a lot, doesn't it? And one thing that I did want to look at is the fact that in Britain, we're being pretty weak on these sorts of things, I think I can say. Whereas on the continent, I think they're happier taking a bit more of a hard line. And it's good to see. And you'll never hear this from me again, but the French have really outdone us here. I know, the words did just come out of my mouth. And I'm very sorry to the people of England for saying such a thing. But
you just tasted some sick.
Let's have a look at this, shall we? Just throws him in a bush. To let all the traffic go. And that's how it works.
Yeah, cool.
And then this next one is even funnier. You know how they like gluing their hands to the floor, and how in Britain we like to just leave them there and wait for them to get bored. And the French have a different approach, and I think it's an effective approach. Let's have a look, shall we?
Hop. Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah!
You could get a job as a footballer like that, couldn't you? The funny thing is, his hand just comes off. It shows no signs of sticking whatsoever. So I'm not even sure there was any glue there.
But law enforcement in France.
Mm-hmm. Let's just remind ourselves of what the UK police do, shall we? Public obviously applauding that the police have turned up. And they're going to go over and say,
oh, you're going to sit down. Like a mother talking to a toddler, you get on your knees. Yeah, how you doing? Aww, having problems, are you?
Can we bring you anything? Food? Drink? More protests?
It's just pathetic.
But one thing that I thought was even more hilarious was, I'm not sure how to pronounce it correctly, but somewhere in rural France, it's a very small town, and they were going to protest, I think, the building of a reservoir here. This is, I think, Soline. Sorry if you're French and I butchered that. But supposedly this is about 4,000 eco-protesters turning up to this very small town. So let's see how it started. Does seem a bit like an invading force, doesn't it? Particularly with the drums.
They're always funnier when they're in the countryside, though.
They look out, so out of place, don't they?
Yeah, they don't. I don't think any of them are from the countryside.
All they these city dwellers.
Yeah, they all live in their polluted cities. And they're like, oh my god, all the pollution. And then they got started, like, oh, it's not that bad.
So that's how it started. Do you want to see how it ended?
Cool, let's go.
I believe that's tear gas.
Get off my land.
They're all just scattering in the countryside.
I love the idea that, I know it probably is the police, but just the idea that French farmers just have tear gas canisters.
They get this all the time.
Yeah,
they've got it side mounted on the side of their tractor. They've just got a little...
They remember the revolution. They're like, not having an anger.
But yeah, what led up to this, of course, is the police turned up to, believe it or not, police the protesters. Because they weren't allowed to turn up en masse and cause a disturbance. So this is them driving in.
Look at these eco-protesters of peace.
They clearly care about the environment with all those...
People listening, they're throwing fireworks and firebombs at the police. Which is not very green.
No.
I mean, use a rock.
Yeah, rocks are sustainable.
If you want to be a green terrorist, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yes, again, they were shooting fireworks. This is released by French police or the riot police. I forget their specific name, but
the Beige Boys in Blue.
That's the ones. They're specific riot police. But let's have a look at this, shall we? So it does look like some sort of weird.
It's not just fireworks.
No, it looks like, if you were really squinting, some footage from Ukraine. That's pretty nasty. Firework. This is what we've got in store, if we allow it to continue, though, because if we continue not to, you know, intervene when they're just sitting there and we just pick them up and remove them, then they're going to start thinking, well, we can get away with a lot more. We're going to start shooting fireworks at people.
Because if you go and watch their videos where they explain their position, again, it's not some hoity-toity like leftist philosophy. It is literally, they believe in a death cult that the entire world is going to end because mm-hmm. of climate change. And they will do whatever it takes to mm-hmm. make sure people are aware and then act to save the world, which includes literally anything, because the world is going to end.
Well, the ends justify the means, don't they? But yeah, in that... basically riot, 61 French gendarmes, I think it's pronounced. Those are essentially the riot police, which I think directly translates from French to armed people. So I think that's a pretty fair assumption. And apparently 22 of them were seriously injured from these eco-protesters. So that's what was in store. And there were 4,000 of the demonstrators versus 1,500 of the riot police as well. So they were outnumbered. And having fireworks shot at them when they had armour and shields. So, not ideal. But I also approve of the way the Italians deal with the eco-protesters as well. And this is from an actual Roman road, as in a road going to Rome. And let's see how it should be... Oh, no, I can't say that. How it is done in Italy. There is no audio for this, but they're taking away the banners... And just dragging them off.
Taking away the people.
Taking them to the side of the road, leaving them there, and going to get in their cars. And I think that that is pretty much all that needs... all that happens in Italy, sorry.
Yeah.
To sort them out. But of course, the lawful thing to do would be for the police to do it. And if the police don't do it, then it's going to escalate to that situation in France. But at least we saw some of them getting their comeuppance. Can I say that? I've said it now. Never mind.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium videos we do, this one on the politics of Black Panther. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.